Blog Talk Radio.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Scott Enstra Network. Wednesday, May 18th. Julie will not be with us tonight. She's going to take the night off. And so I'm just going to go through some things that have to do with what I have great concerns about. And we address it anyways, but I want to specifically go over some things because the thing that I saw last week, I mentioned about a vision, and it was quite alarming to me. Because it showed how things can look beautiful, how things can look natural, how things can, you know, look good, taste good, smell good, and be counterfeit. And our foods are exactly that. The GMOs, the sweeteners, everything that we're basically consuming nowadays, even with so-called natural foods, are being contaminated. Everything is being contaminated. The Word of God is being contaminated. Our lives with relationships. And so I'm just, like I said, I'm just going to go through some things to keep an awareness of. Where do I begin on everything? The fact of where we are, and I know that we all have hope, and we certainly have hope in Jesus Christ. We know that God's in control, regardless of what anyone else says. I know He's in control. His word was written in day one, period, founded. And so those things that are disobedient, those things of sin, those things of lawlessness, since we are free choice, even the angels had free choice, and many of them chose to walk away from the heavenlies. And so when you have free choice, then what you have an environment that is up for grabs. Meaning that when you have truth and you have those whose hearts are tainted and you have those who are gullible, so to speak, there's going to always be a give and take of truth. Now, since we are a fallen man, and the world really at this point in time is in the hands of Satan until the return of Jesus Christ, does not mean that God is not in control. He can intervene and do whatever he wants. Whatever he started, he's going to finish. But if we do not have free will, if we don't have free choice, then we're in bondage to God, meaning that we're going to be forced into doing things in order to please him or to fulfill or to finish. So through the willfulness of free choice, through giving us the ability to make a decision of right and wrong, then when we come to God, we have come in purity. When you love somebody or you love a parent, many people who come into my office love their parents, and they'll stick up for their parents, and they'll defend their parents. And in my inquiry, in my you know, a little chart that I go through with questionnaires, I find out that the parents suck. They're terrible people. They're horrible. They should have never been parents. But in our need to be wanted, to be loved, we fall into a deception of this facade, this surreal, this matrix, that everything is actually okay when it's not. And it's a bondage to a lie. And in that bondage, then we continue down a road that is destruction. Now, we're called to be honorable. We're called to respect our parents. We're called to be in a form that shows godliness. Now, we can do that from a distance, but if you have a toxic family, if you have a mother or a father who is abusive verbally, because as we age, if you've been physically abused, that will turn to emotional, though it always was, but it'll get away from the physical because now you're too big. You can fight back. And if they're really rotten to the core, they'll continue to deceive you through playing both sides. They themselves can become the good cop, bad cop. Okay, I'm just going to throw all this out there because many of you are in this position. Many of you are where you're at because of the abuse or the neglect or abandonment of your parents, which was out of God's order. So whenever you have something that's not in God's order, you can, you know, as sure as the sun's going to rise tomorrow, that Satan comes in and fills in the gaps. You know, those lines in the contract that are so small that, you know, you don't really read them, and then you find out, you know, you got to make payments, $99 a month for 99 years. And when you breeze through it, it didn't say that. But it turns out that's what it really said. When we're in bondage to our parents, and the subject matter is not solely on this tonight, but the point of it is that then we allow ourselves or put ourselves in a position that we keep being re-injured. Now, cancers, I had a relative who was kicked in the leg by a cow. My family, Germans, were German farmers, dairy farmers in Pennsylvania. And cows, you know, can be temperamental. And he got kicked in the shin and bruised the bone. And over years and years and years, it never really healed right, and it went cancerous. So if we have an injury that we keep re-injuring, that too can cause a mutation in the cells that can become cancers. That's also part of the exterior chemicals, those things of benzene, those things of heavy metals, mercury, all these other things can cause mutation of cells, and when they reform, they're damaged. And so it's one of the causes. It's not the, but you know, someone who may know more about this can define that better, but you get the point. And so when we try and stay in a relationship with somebody that is a deception, then we resubject ourselves to injury. Now, I can go through things. The laws, they're not in our best interest. So we're always injured by them in some way, and it's going to get worse. Marriages. You can end up remarrying, divorce and remarry, and you're just re-injuring yourself. Churches are one of the biggest offenders of our souls, because those within the church are prideful, they are lawless, they are full of demons that cause them to be the frozen chosen. Now, are there good people in church? Of course there are. Are there people who really want to serve God? Of course. But unfortunately, they're few and far between in reality. Now, I'm not going to just pick on them, but I'm trying to set the stage here for you to understand that things are not as they appear to be. Those who have been churched over the years are having a very hard time coming out of it. I myself, when I came to the realization how infiltrated the church really is and that it isn't really what it should be, you know, it's like the government. When I found out just how infiltrated the U.S. government was in 2009, I mean really found out, I was so depressed I couldn't even get out of bed. I spent weeks just feeling like somebody had hit me with a baseball bat, because I had come to the realization we had come to a point of no return. And many of you who listen to this show have come to that conclusion. And you too are trying to crawl out of bed. Now, governments in themselves, in the establishment of what we have, was never meant to be. Now, the idea is that we the people, but now it's become Obama. It's become whoever is at the top of the food chain, so to speak. And the abuse is only really begun. And so those who, by the way, voted for Hillary in this primary, you scare me. You're whacked out of your brain. You have absolutely no idea of the truth. And I'm going to say the same thing about Trump, because Trump is of a secret society. And Kennedy, one of the last, he was a stinker. I get that. But, you know, there was a lot more to all the things that went on, because you got to remember, we only get what people want us to know. And so some of the things that President Kennedy was doing was actually infiltrating them. And in order to do that, he had to pretend to be them, including the mob, including Hollywood. And then when he got the truth and he got his brother in there, okay, who was, you know, at the time the senior law enforcement officer, really, then they start bringing the hammer down. Okay, so there's more to that story. So we have somebody who was not bought out by the Illuminati, who was willing to eliminate the CIA, who was willing to crumble down the Federal Reserve, and look what happened. And here we are being deceived and lied to all these years about the truth of what happened to JFK. Now we know, but we still play this game. It's a deception. All right, schools, education, the whole thing's a lie. The whole thing's to keep you in bondage into a frame of mind. And I really, really feel bad for kids today, the younger generation. I'm now 60, and everything that I learned about history, everything that I learned in school was not the truth. And same with you out there. When we really research the truth, we find out that things were not as they told us. These were to mold us, to guide us into a frame of mind, to think a certain way. This has been going on a very long time. Now, how can this be? Man himself is not capable of creating such a matrix. It has to come from Satan. But those who are involved with it, those who are part of that, have sold themselves. So many that are in schools, that are, whether you're a professor, whether you're the dean or on the board, whether you're in churches and you're on the board, or whether you're in government, you know, and you're part of the so-called elite, you're part of this matrix of lies and deception. Now, when it comes to history, history repeats itself. And I really believe that that's one of the things that they've tried to bring, take away from us. Because when we see those things in World War II with Germany, with you know, how things fell into place, and then even our own government allowing Pearl Harbor to be bombed. See, our own government allowed our people to be killed. Our young men and women that were over in Hawaii were sacrificed. Okay, and 9/11 was a sacrifice. It was to bring us into something we would have not have normally done. It was a deception. It was a lie. And the people who did this should be held accountable, and they will be. God, you do not get away with anything. The angels go about recording everything. He sees everything. He knows everything, even before it happened. But again, his laws were written from day one, and us as people with free will, he lets it run out its course, and waiting for us, who claim to be bondservants of Jesus Christ, to intervene, to step up to the plate, to knock one out of the park. But we're not doing that as a whole. Because us as those who claim to be in Christ have been given all power, all authority over the wiles of the enemy with Christ who lives in us. We're to take back what the enemy has stolen, but we're not doing that. So therefore, we are under a deception which comes from the church. Okay? Period. And when we take a step back, when we realize, just like I did, how corrupt the government really is, then I had another whammy when I realized how corrupt the church is. I always knew there was a problem. I mean, I've been doing deliverance a very long time, and my biggest opponents, my biggest stumbling blocks has been the church itself, who says they do the works of the Lord. Well, what's wrong with this picture? Now, how's this put in place? Well, news, for one. The news media has been taken over. It's been taken over for a long time. Did you know the newspapers and reporters were actually part of the checks and balances? Because, see, the way our government was structured was to have checks and balances. It was to make sure that all power was not given to one branch and that there had to be accountability. There had to be the voting. There had to be the okay. Okay, so one of the things that was considered when our Constitution, when our government was put in place, was the news media. So the news media was one of the first things that was taken over. So you cannot get any truth, and we see film after film on YouTube of news reporters who are actually reptilians. Now, you know what? I don't like that word. Because it's so weird, reptilian. Yeah, I got a lizard looking at me. But it's describing a offspring of Satan. Because anyone who thinks that we have little green men coming from Mars, when in reality it's an interdimensional issue, that Satan is the one who corrupts. Okay, and so that vision I was saying, that where we have to be careful about those things that we receive or we think are beautiful or we think is the truth, absolutely terrified me, because there's those that still believe that these things are from other planets. There are other species that are here to do things. And I caution you that even if that were the case, then the question is, did God create them? And are they capable of being infected by demons? Because you know, demons are part of what I do. Demons are what I combat every day. Demons are the problem for the people that call me and come through the door. So I'm the go-to demon guy, right? Some people call it an exorcist. Whatever you want to call this, the point of it is that once you understand how evil really works, and it's the same playbook over and over and over again, by the way. It may have a different twist to it. It may have a different cover. But as soon as I get past, you know, the index, it's the same thing. Now, I mentioned that I was trying to record every demon that I came across, every name and what its ugly nature was. And when I got to about 500, I just gave up. That's the vastness of the different types of demons that are out there. And so I just came to the understanding. Now, one of the books that helped me that was being released at the time was Demons Targeted, I think, something along that lines. And what this guy had done is he started grouping demons. And so there's a category. So just like the military, just like any police officer or law enforcement or corporation, you have people who specialize, just like you have someone who's a surgeon They may be a heart surgeon. You may have a brain surgeon. You may have a doctor who's just a general practitioner. But they're special in their field, and they stay within their field. Demons are the same way. But just like when you have somebody who gets a kidney transplant, you're going to have a team of doctors who all specialize in their particular field. And then, of course, the nurses and you know, the anesthesiologist and anyone that, you know, is specific, they come in as a team. Well, that's what demons do. And so when the doors opened up through abuse, through abandonment, through rejection, through those things of fear when you're small, then this team of doctors moves in, and they start cutting away, and they start changing organs out, and they start working on your brain and wiring it different. Remember the old telephone operators panel? You know, you had to take a, you know, it looked like a phono plug, a standard quarter-inch phono plug. We all know what that is. You know, you had your headphones you plug in. Now it's 1/8 or some of the other micro minis. But that was the connection. She was in charge, or whoever was in front of that board, took one phone and physically connected it to another in the old days, and now it's done by computer, by mass switching. You know, it's actually quite an amazing system. It really is. In fact, the United States had one of the most complex phone systems that was reliable compared to anywhere else in the world, and basically still is. And so they come in and they start rewiring your brain, and what they can do is, once this takes place, just like any surgery, doesn't mean you're under surgery the whole time of your life, right? And unfortunately, some people who require a lot of plastic surgery or reconstructive, that's a different case. But for the majority of people, one particular surgery, now I was born with a hernia. And so as an infant, I had a hernia operation. And I haven't had any problems since. And I was very active. You know, I was into sports, was into martial arts, and I've never had an issue. So whoever did the job did a good job. So unfortunately, when you have demons who know what they're doing, because they're ancient, they know us better than we know ourselves. They come in and they hardwire a brain to think a certain way. So many of us actually have deception in us from day one. We're you know, subjected to buying into the lie. We're willing to take the bait of Satan. We're willing to have too much truth, or put ourselves in a position that we trust people that we should never trust. And then, you know, we have a lack of truth in the world. And our parents, you know, the 1950s and the 1960s, you know, the baby boomers and those things, was a time that that America was established, where the man went to work. You know, the farms were starting to disappear. Industry was coming around. We became, you know, great producers and products and engineering, and we really were an incredible country. In fact, World War II, the technology that came out of World War II is so astounding that I have to tell you that I believe that most of it actually is fallen angel technology. Okay? All right, let me... Let me open up the chat here. I get going and I forget. I have to tell you that I think that Blog Talk is so far behind any technology that could bring in a semblance to reliability. They've really dropped the ball. This is why I don't open it up, because it is just a pain in the rear end. All right. I have to do this like 3 or 4 times because it's that bad. All right, should be opening up now. After I do it 3 times a charm, which happens to be an occult issue. All right, so anyways, when we get to deception that has been put in place into us, then we're willing to buy things that are a lie. So what I've noticed over time that when someone is in that frame of mind, they tend to be taken advantage of over and over and over again. Now, people that have a good heart, people who have a pure heart, people who would never harm anyone else, tend to be the victims, big victims. And what that means is that the devil will take any opportunity to hurt anyone of purity as much as possible. So many of you who have been hurt over and over and over again or are in the position that you're in is because you really did have a good heart, because you really were a good person. And so there was less lies, less deception in your family that set the stage for the curse to be upon you. Now, on the other side of the coin is also going to be, and I'm sorry, ignorance. Okay, we're willing to trust in people that we should never trust. We're warned not to lay our pearls before swines. We must be wise as serpents. Okay, now that means that we're obviously born into a world of lies and deception. That means that there are people who are willing to allow their demons to act through us, to act out their ugly nature. And they project onto us harm. Now, demons really get off on hurting innocent people. The more an innocent person is and the more destruction they do, the better time they have. That's pretty sick. When you look at a true rapist, it really isn't anything to do with sex. I mean, it is, but it's more of anger. It's more of projecting their rage. It's more of inflicting onto somebody. And it's actually that horrible, aggressive act is what really gives them the pleasure. Now, some people that are that, when that's over with, they hate themselves, but they're destined to do it again. Unfortunately, those who have perversion, that is one of the problems, that they're taken over. So let me get back to the fact of our childhood. So when that is set and our brains are wired to a point where we're incapable of making good decisions, then through our life we make bad decisions. And we become also what's known as enabling. We enable the bad person. We enable the perpetrator. We enable the one who wishes to inflict harm. Now, some people, again, just like rapists, they have an anger problem or they have something going on, which is all demons. Everything I'm talking about is driven by demons, okay? And so they, you know, just you see a husband and wife or you see a relationship, and it goes both ways. I've seen abusive women, abuse their husbands. And so let's say you have a husband who keeps abusing the wife, and then he has a couple of drinks and he smacks her around and he wakes up the next day and he feels like he feels horrible. Well, but does he stop? No. Okay. And some women stay in, some women can't go anywhere because of finances. And these are terrible situations. So this has been a friend of mine referred to as the geese. A snare. You're caught in a snare. You're tethered down to something that you can't get away from. And some of these are the snare or the trap has such deep teeth that it actually is less painful if you just lay there. If you struggle in trying to get out, the teeth dig in further and further, and some of them have barbs on it that snare. Okay? So many people stay quiet in their suffering. Now, they're under a deception that there is no way out. And again, we have to look at the programming of when they were children. The hardwiring that took place when they were little. They may have even been in the womb. Now, our brains are quite an amazing apparatus. The amount of knowledge, the amount of processing time, dealing with visual, dealing with hearing, dealing with senses of feeling, and combining everything together in a microsecond is absolutely amazing. Like someone who's really good at sports, that's an amazing thing for them to do. You know, like let's say soccer. I mean, that's an incredible thing, or basketball. Now, I'm not a sports fan, but I certainly appreciate the abilities, and that's a young person's game because the body can only tolerate so much. But the point of it is that when those things are interfered with, then we tend, let's say, sight. Okay, when you lose your sight, then all your other senses are increased, heightened awareness. Your ability for your stereo sound, you know, to be able to tell whether something comes from the left or from the right, or whether it's above or down, is increased. And so we rely on that. So what happens, and listen to me, that when the lie of deception comes in, they take away one of your senses, otherwise your cognitive ability to process truth. And when they take that away, you're actually focused on the lie as if it were truth. How do I know this? Look at the people who voted for Hillary. Come on. The woman's a murderer. The Clintons are some of the dirtiest underhanded people or creatures, hybrids, that have ever walked this planet. But yet, they're still able to deceive masses. And I guarantee you that if I take somebody who voted for Hillary and I get them in here, they're nuts. They're broken. They're shattered. They're so full of lying, deceiving demons, it isn't funny. And it's sad. Because in reality, they're voting in their own demise. They're allowing themselves to be used. They're allowing themselves to be harnessed, to be financially drained, to use the resources, to use them in all ways that will only mean that our life as we know it will be taken away from us. That's the truth. Now, it's going to be the same thing with Trump. I'm sorry. The guys who are in charge, the ones who are running everything, he's just another avenue. Now, you also need to remember that they take advantage, too, of the very fact that one family doesn't get along with another family. You've got to remember there's 13 original families in the Illuminati, and there's about 300 below that, and then it, you know, goes on from there, this pyramid. And they're constantly fighting each other. You remember Al Gore and Bush? Remember the fight they had? Okay, Al Gore's every bit as dirty as the Bushes, but they were really fighting for that placement. So we would have still had a 9/11. We would have still had everything, maybe in a different way, could be, you know, or how it ever would have come out if Al Gore was put in place, period. So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter who you vote for. It doesn't matter who's in office. We've been lied to and deceived for so long that the matrix is in place. Now, again, with the news media, that since they've been taken over, that everything they feed us from the reptilians are just that. It's lies to keep us in bondage. We will never know the truth. Anything that is... If you have truth and you put lies into it, it's still a lie because it's not truth. If God is purity, God is a God of order, then if there's a lie in there, then it didn't come from him. So these churches, you may say, well, but they have some truth or they have, but it's still a lie. Come out of that deception. Come out of the realization that you're being lied to. Because if it's not truth, then it didn't come from God. There's something wrong here. He's not going to operate with a flat tire. You know, I can remember years ago, it was my first home. And, you know, I had made the yard look like the white picket fence, you know, and then I realized that in the summertime in Arizona, when it's 118 degrees outside, the last thing you want to do is mow the yard. So I never did that again. But I remember out there watering the yard, and I saw this car coming down the road with a flat tire, but they were still driving it. And I figured, oh, well, they're just, you know, trying to make it home. And 10 minutes later, the car comes back, and they're still on the flat tire. The front left is still flat. And you can imagine the tire is absolutely ripped to shreds by this time, but they continued to drive it. So wherever they went, they did their business, and now they're going somewhere else on a flat tire. Well, could you get on the freeway? No. Are you going to get pulled over by a cop? Absolutely. Are you causing damage, more damage to your car? Yes, you are. In fact, that rim is destroyed. That's one of the reasons you need to, you know, as soon as you get a flat tire, pull over, you know, when it's safe and get out of the way of traffic. So your rim, you know, if the tire can be saved, you can save it. But if you just keep driving, you're just going to rip it up. You know, I remember I helped these gals one time with a flat tire, and it was really hot outside. You know, Arizona, you know, that asphalt, do you know it's 130 degrees, 1 foot off the ground when it's around 100 and so degrees? So in the deserts, when people perish and they fall on the ground or they think they're going to get underneath a tree or something and they sit down, they're actually sitting in an area that's 130 degrees. So it's the worst thing anyone can do. And so if you ever run into that, please remember that. It's better to get up higher off the ground. So that meant that when I had to get underneath the car and put the jack for these ladies whose tire was bad, you know, they had a flat tire and I got talked into it. And they had this, you know, one of those little tiny mini tires, the spare that, you know, is missing something. And then trying to get it to fit was a whole other thing, because in actuality, I don't think it was the tire to even go on there, but I managed to get it on. Well, that, you know, there's like 90 pounds of pressure in those little tires, which is insane, because that even makes it more dangerous. Tires are actually dangerous. If they blow and they're in the right position, they can fly and really do some damage, and split rims is a whole other category of that issue. But I told the gal, and by the way, one of the gals was giving me a hard time because I wasn't being quick enough. Yeah, well, that, you know, it's 100 and something degrees outside. I'll finish it when I finish it, and believe me, I'd rather get it done too. But I told her, I said, you know, there's only about 60 pounds of pressure in this spare tire, and it requires 90. You know, please drive slowly and get to the nearest gas station and get some air in it. So, and I said, I will follow you to make sure that you get there. Well, I get the tire changed out. They all hop in the car, and they burn rubber, taken off, and fly down the road and past the gas station. Now, I don't know whatever happened to them, but obviously the truth, they had no, you know, concern about. And they were a danger to everyone else and to themselves. So when you're in a deception, when you're in a lie, not only are you a danger to yourself, but you're a danger to everyone else. And the people who are voting for Hillary are a danger to the people in the United States. The people who believe that Trump is going to bring truth are a danger. Now, what do we do about it? Well, the only thing we can do, and that's to turn to God. Now, when I say God, I mean Jesus. I mentioned a while back that I went to a Friday night service, and for 40 minutes we heard about God, but not once did I hear about Jesus. Well, what's wrong with this picture? Because if no one comes to God except through Jesus, then why is Jesus not brought up? Why is the power of his name, who causes demons to scream out in torment, not mentioned? Now, we also have those things that are taking place in these so-called mainstream churches where they're starting to accept homosexuality. They're saying that gays are okay and all this other stuff. Well, that's a deception. That's a lie. And in that lie is going to bring death. Whenever, you know, if you've been listening to me long enough, I mentioned the word pornography /death. Because in pornography are demons waiting to attach to you. And when they attach to you, they come in because of the emotional mindset that's in place when this is in. Okay? And they're like ticks. They really burrow in. And their sole purpose is to set up camp, just as I was talking about before, with the hardwiring of the brain, and everything else from them crumbles. Your marriage crumbles. Your ability to relate to the opposite sex correctly is tainted, because now there's perversion in there. And then that doesn't work out, so then you're rejected. And you're not satisfied, because in reality, when the demons are working through you on this, they're never satisfied. They're constantly looking for the next fix, or whatever you want to call it, the next engagement, or the next whatever. And I have seen people who are literally held to the floor, both men and women, by the way, and the demons are literally causing them to experience the normal function that would take place during sex. And it's bizarre, it's frightening, because the individual is in extreme pain, and some of you know, some of you that I've worked with, some of you I've prayed for, some of you I have, you know, cast demons out, that when you get demons in that particular part of your body, pleasure is not the goal for them. Pleasure through the pain and suffering that they cause you is their goal. And sometimes the only way to make it stop is to continue with what they want you to do, which trains you to be acting in a certain way to make it stop. Now, I've had people even make agreements with demons. Look, if you'll leave me alone tonight, I will do this for you. Please never do that. Never do that. Would Jesus have done that? Would the apostles have done that? Would Paul have done that? No. No. And I get it, because of this pain and suffering that comes out of that. Now, what does that do? That brings you into a deception. That makes you think that if you do this for them, they will do this for you. Well, there's Satan for you. That's exactly the very nature of who he is and what he does. Now, the other thing, a lot of people will think that you can see deception coming, as if it's a rider off in the distance and they're leaving a trail, a dust trail. And, you know, you look out over the ridge and you see them coming, you think you can see deception coming. There's a great deception already in place. And so many of us are in the middle of something, and look, I've been a victim of it too. We've all been a victim of it. We're being a victim of it right now. Our government is not here to help us. You know, that knock on the door, hi, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Well, that's a lie, you know. Or the checks in the mail, blah, blah, blah. These are all lies in place to deceive you, to keep you from understanding the truth that the check is not coming, the check did not get mailed, the Fed outside the door is not here to help you, he's here to take away what you have. He's there to put you in bondage. And so, like Hillary making the statement that if she's elected, she's going to open up the alien files. Well, you know, that's already been said before. That's not the first time that someone running for office has said that. But in reality, it's never come around. And so all they're going to do is, if they were to present something to you, it's just going to be more lies. They're not going to tell you that all these aliens and hybrids are demonic. Now, some of you still want to believe, and here's the reason I want you to get this in your crawl, to get it in your noodle. Whether something does come from another planet, I'm going to go full circle back to the very beginning. The point of it is, does it come from God? And if it does, can it be infected? Because since we are of God, we are made in God's image, we can be demonized. Well, gee, if we can be demonized, then how much more can something that supposedly isn't so loved that Jesus you know, Jesus died for us, but he didn't die for them. Nowhere in Scripture does it tell us that. Now, there are things that refer to as creatures. There are things that tell us that there may be something more, but the problem is the definition isn't put down. And so what they're doing is they're trying to make it give the appearance that things that were created by Satan, or the corruption that came from the fallen angels of those that came into the daughters of men, and this has been going on a really long time, and we may have pre-Adamic situations where there were things even before Scripture, because Hebrews in itself, the language, then when it says in the beginning, it actually in reality says in a beginning. And then we note that Cain was fearful that when he was sent away that they would kill him. So there was another race, there was some other group of people or beings or whatever. So when we look at the Bible and we see the 66 books, again as a cult number, then there were books taken away from us. We now know that the Book of Enoch was removed out of the canons around 400 AD. The Book of Enoch explains to us exactly what took place before the flood. And then towards the ends, there's prophecies of those things that match in the testaments that were written after the flood. But the church will tell you not to read this book. Well, if it tells us what in the world's going on better than you do, then why are you telling me not to read something that was once the canons? Are you trying to deceive me? Are you trying to lie to me? And if you are, why are you doing that? Because if God is truth and I'm to walk in truth and I'm to be a representation of truth through Jesus Christ, then why am I going to buy into a lie? Why am I going to be a part of your system that does not bring truth? So when it comes to these other creatures that Julie and I talk a lot about, she's been bringing a lot of information, and I had a long talk with her today about a whole lot of things that have to do with other creatures. And you know what? I just came to the same conclusion. It's starting to get so complicated that I'm literally where I was 15 years ago when I finally gave up trying to log demons. How many demons there are? What type of demons? I just, like I said, I gave up. And then I just came to the understanding that there has to be a grouping of them to understand their nature, that these are murderous demons, these are perversion demons, these are lying spirits, these are infirmity spirits, these are familiar spirits. Okay, so those categories. So when we look at the aliens that are out there and the great deception, what they want to do is they want us to believe that they are to be received. Now, until we can verify who and what they are, I'm telling you to be cautious, and I believe that what I saw the other night in that vision, that dream vision, was exactly that, to be very cautious. Now, here's one of the things I do. If I'm in the heat of a battle during a deliverance, and I mean I got a mean, snarling, spitting, rebellious thing that screams and yells and screams so loud that if there was a police officer out in the parking lot, he would be within his rights to kick the door down because he would think somebody's being murdered. Some of these demons are just wimps. They cry. They cry like little girls. Even the big boys, because they don't want to go to the pit. They don't want to have to face judgment. They don't want to leave the family that they've been in for 500 years. Okay, so what we have when I'm doing this deliverance, and there's a potential that the individual also has alters, they have hurts and wounds that have caused multiple personalities. There can be an instance where you have an alter that is a evil altar. One of the personalities has sold out and befriended the demons, and they've joined forces, and they too are so mean, so ugly, that they can give the appearance that they're a demon themselves. Doesn't happen very often, and that's a case-by-case issue. So many times what I will do, and I want you to listen to me, I will, because I take command, I speak in the spirit realm, I inject my authority given to me, I tell them that they have to obey me, and they will not lie to the Holy Spirit. Okay? I will say, are you human or are you demonic? Okay? And they have to answer me. And if they don't answer to me, I say, lie not to the Holy Spirit or judgment comes upon you. And I will know at that moment that if one of these things tried to slip something in. But see, that's the problem. One of the things that makes it complicated is when you have an altar that's actually evil. That's why you see some people who are so sweet and so nice, and then they bite your head off. And you're just going, wow, what just happened here? How is that possible? Well, you had an altar pop up. You had somebody who lashed out at you. You had something that may have triggered, or you were getting too emotionally close to them. Okay? See, one of the things that we have when it comes to relationships is we have a fear of entering into relationship, and we don't want to reveal who we are. We don't want to give ourselves, because we've been hurt so many times that if we give ourselves to somebody, that they may hurt us. Or they may use what we've told them against us, which happens. I mean, life's a tricky situation out there. You know, marriages and relationships are tough. And so the altar comes up as a protector. You know, you can have, you know, let's say an individual has three distinct personalities, altars. And so you have, and I use this as an example in my books, you have the one that is the typical adult that you're dealing with, which unfortunately still has arrested development because they're not a whole person, but they're as close to an adult as it gets. Then you have the hurt, broken, wounded little girl or little boy, okay? And then you have the third one I call the FU teenager. The one that when something goes sideways or something doesn't go according to plan or you do something that offends them, all of a sudden this personality rears up and bites your head off and F-bombs are dropped and you hear GD this and you just go, where'd this person come from? Okay? That particular person or that particular altar is there like a junkyard dog to protect the core person. And when it comes to deliverance, that's one of the first personalities that I go for to get healed so the hurt, wounded little girl or little boy can come forward. And if I'm successful in the process in that particular encounter, then all the demons who've been manipulating, who have been keeping in bondage these hurt, wounded little people inside, the little altars, the little wounds, have nothing to hide behind. And the very nature of the demons that have been manipulating, I call it puppeteering the altars, they're no longer able to do it, which witchcraft is usually very strong in that, by the way, because it has to do with mind control. That once those things are removed, then we can incorporate the person back together. Okay, I'm heading to conclude a story here. That once these hurts and wounds are repaired, are fixed, and the person is brought back to the whole person that God intended them to be, then they can see the lie and the deception that was told them. because many that are in that situation were abused, sexually abused, molested, or something along that line. And I've mentioned before that the people who are the perpetrators can tell the child, and some of you may remember this, that if you tell anybody, they won't love you. If you tell somebody, I will make sure that they won't believe you and they'll call you a liar, or you will be the one blamed for this because it's your fault. One of the biggest deceptions that I have ever seen has been that very instance of the person blaming themselves for what was done to them when they were children. And when the truth comes out, it is such a wonderful experience to see someone for the first time realize that they're not a dirty little girl, that they're not a perverted little boy, that they are someone that God loves, that they are treasured, that they are a jewel in the eye of the Most High God, that they have worth, and they have a job to do. And it turns out most of the time that these individuals actually have some really wonderful gifts. And now those gifts can be used to help other people. They may have gifts of prophecy. They may have gifts of healing. They now have understood and seen how the deception of demons works, now they want to go into the deliverance ministry. You know, when I stumbled into it, I was in pretty bad shape. I was at the lowest in my whole life that I had ever been. And I was actually a pretty strong-willed person. It really took a lot to break me, but it did happen. And thank goodness for the love and those who were in, you know, Phoenix at the time, that I was able to go to be received. And in that, they met me where I was at. They worked with me. And I was fascinated because I'd been in the technical field, the engineering of electronics and electrical and mechanical, you know, for all these years. And so I have this analytical mind, and now I was seeing that the Bible is true, that demons really do exist, that there are spirits of this type and spirits of that, and that they cause this to happen and this happens, and this is why things are the way they are. Wow. Man, that was like cool. But at the same time, it was frightening. Because then I would look around at the church and realize that the church was just full of broken people who are under a great deception. And they did not want to hear the truth. They did not want to know about demons. They didn't want to believe they had demons. They didn't want to believe that they had believed a lie. And whenever you're put into a situation that you are challenged and fear comes in, then you become very angry. You lash out. It's called projecting. So instead of you seeing yourself as the broken person, and this isn't pointing fingers or blaming at anybody, this is trying to bring the truth to people so they understand that they're under a great lie and to come out. God wants us to come out. He calls us to come out from underneath the lie and the deceptions. But yet, the church continues to stay in bondage. Now, I've mentioned before that if you go out of your way and you do something nice for somebody, someone that you care for, and you want to throw a birthday party for them, and you maybe make something that, you know, that you're really good at, and you give it to them as a gift, and they just go, eh. Yeah, that's okay. Well, you feel rejected. You feel like that you have failed. And if you have that in your spirit already, that you know, you're a failure, that really hits hard. Can you imagine how Jesus feels? Doing what he did on the cross, And the mass majority of people who call themselves Christian do not totally receive what he did. And they continue in bondage. They continue in the lie and deception that keeps them from being the men and women of God that God intended them to be. You know, what a horrible situation. So what do we call that? We call it grieving the Holy Spirit. And it's also referred to as disobedience. It's also referred to as rebellion. Because in the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, we're commanded to go out and do these things, and we're not doing them. You know, see, how can I lay this out? Influences. Well, magnetic influences. Let's just say, has anyone ever taken iron filings and a magnet? I mean, I think we've all done that in science. You know, I grew up not too far from what was called the Salt River that runs down through Phoenix. It has no water in it. But you could take a magnet down there and get all the iron filings you want. We used to play with them as kids. And so you have a magnet that has a great influence on iron. Iron being that it is a ferrous metal and that it's influenced by the magnetic field or the flux lines of a magnet. Whether it's north or south pole, it doesn't matter. They're still going to react to it. And so the church should be a magnet to have a great influence in the world. Everyone else is iron filings. But we're not doing that. And instead, the iron is covering us. Rock, paper, scissors, you play that game, right? And paper covers rock, right? Well, there's a point where we failed. And because of where we're at in this world, then we're actually in the great deception and part of it. We're actually an instrument or a tool of the devil to continue the lie. Because when you have people that have not been through deliverance and they still have the demons of deception and lies, and they're incapable of understanding who they are and the power that they have through the blood of the Lamb, that's a lie and a deception. But it's critical. It means death to a society. It means death to a nation. It means death to those who are willing to continue the lie. Because these things that are going to be coming to us, they're going to be pushing as strongly as possible. The Catholic Church has already done this, to receive aliens, to receive hybrids, to receive something that's different than us in human form and embrace them. And what's going to make it tough is any species has children, right? Unless it's a clone. But in its infancy, then we're more apt to receive them because they're small, like cute, like a little alligator, you know? Some people like tarantulas, you know? So there's going to be a species that will be attracted to this specific, like some people like dogs, some people like cats, some people like both. But we know that there are people who are dog lovers who hate cats. And so just like all the lies and deception of the different religions and the different doctrines, that the whole thing was put in place for to appeal to those with different types of personalities, your A types, you know. And so what I'm going to see now, who remembers back in the 70s when Cuba opened up their prisons and they released a bunch of their prisoners? And they got on ships, they got in inner tubes, they did anything they could to get to America. And they came in droves onto the shores in Florida and some other areas. And people all across the country were receiving them. And I know this because I was living in Pennsylvania at the time. So it would have been, what, 76, 77, 78, somewhere around in there, 79. And the people with good hearts and the good intentions received them. Well, it turns out that these were criminals. They were murderers. And there were people who took these people in, and they were killed within 24 hours. Hacked up into little pieces. And now we have all these refugees, which are of military age and mostly males, being distributed all over the country, even here in Coeur d'Alene now. And they have an allegiance, an alliance to Lucifer. And I'm telling you that what's going to take place with the reception of all these reptilians, of all these things that already are among us, that we're to embrace them and to bring them into the church and all this other stuff, it can't end well. It just can't end well. And unless Jesus Christ appears himself and reiterates or puts in some other doctrine, I'm sorry, it just isn't happening for me. Because I have to understand and convey to you the very fact that I fight demons the way that I do and see how the demons can even be in an object. They can be in an animal. They can be in a human, Christian or non-Christian. That the best thing for us to do is to just to make sure that we keep them at a distance until proven otherwise that they are pure and their intentions are pure, which I don't believe is the case. I don't believe it's possible. Now, before I close here, and I'll get to the chat here in a little bit. It's hard for me to talk and look at the chat. When you have people who have demons, and most everyone does in some form or another, some are dormant, some the curses have been broken and they've never been cast out. Some have strongholds that are really deep. That if someone comes to me and said, "I've got a word from the Lord for you, may I lay hands on you?" I say no. And I've made people upset. I have seen the transfer of demons. I have seen people get infected, just like, you know, the fire tunnel and those things of the Kundalini that take place in the churches. The infection rate of transfer of demons is quite high because of the laying on of hands by people who were not cleansed. That you think that people are full of demons now? Now, we also need to remember that these hybrids have abilities, supernatural abilities, both of intellect, of intelligence, because of there are the fallen ones. They have superhuman strength and speed and abilities to influence because of their connection with demons, familiar spirits, lying, deceiving spirits, that their minds can be, that they can control other people's thoughts. Many that have schizophrenia, well, all of them really, you can have a head injury though, that, but the trauma in itself can mean there can be a demon there. Well, it's a demon talking to you. And so anyone that wants to give me a prophecy or wants to give me a word of knowledge, I'm always cautious. Because those who have not been through deliverance most likely are listening to demons. And excuse me. And as hard as that is to say to everybody and upset as it makes people, it's the truth. What am I going to do, lie to you? Am I going to tell you that it's okay that you go to a church and allow somebody that hasn't been through deliverance to lay hands on you and word curse you? How many times I hear the word cursings? How many times it's been done to me? Look. Everything's out of order. And so how can we believe that there's truth in that? We are deceiving ourselves if we think that half-truth is truth. we're deceiving our families and putting them in jeopardy if we receive everything that comes to us. So what do we do? Well, last night, you know, there was some questions about self-deliverance. Obviously, we can't pray for everybody, and it's hard being in a remote area and praying for people all around the world. It's a little more difficult. It's not impossible because there is no distance in the spirit realm. But nothing replaces being able to anoint somebody. So the basics of it is that with the mass majority of people, that self-deliverance is essential. And I gave the link with Michael W. Smith, who I was, you know, had done some stuff for a few years back. And here's one thing, though, and I do caution, that if you are very, very heavily infected with demons and that you have, some major issues, that when you try and do a self-deliverance, you can end up on the floor or throwing yourself into a table. Okay? I've seen people get hurt. That's why I'm not a big pusher of it, but the time is short, and I guess we're out of time to the point where we got to do something, right? Now, doesn't mean it's across the board, and don't worry. You know, I'm trying to put fear into you. Because many of you will just cough. Many of you may throw up. Many of you may yawn. Many of you just may feel a lifting come off of you. And then you feel better. But the point of it is that anything of lie, of deception, anything that's going to cause us to not hear the truth needs to get out of us now. Because this wave that's going to come at us is going to be one of the main entries into this new world that will cause man's heart to fail. I mean, I wish I could tell you that everything was going to be wonderful, and but you know, I would be lying to you. Now, there's without Jesus, there is no hope. So our focus needs to be on Jesus Christ, period. Regardless of reptilians, regardless of hybrids, regardless of Hillary, regardless of Trump, regardless of whatever the situation is, the only thing we can do is turn to Jesus Christ. And anyone that tells you any different is lying to you. Because we either believe in the word or we don't. Now, some comments about the occult. The occult does not have truth. The occult has knowledge. The occult will have some truth, but mixed with a lie, and so therefore it is a lie. You have those things in the occult that its knowledge comes from evil. This is why necromancy, clairvoyance, divination was so frowned upon, and death was to be brought upon those who practice such things, because it was hidden secret information, mystic, paranormal, supernatural, that we were never to know. It was never for our ears and never for our eyes. And so to present this information, then when someone speaks it over you, then it can bring a curse. I mentioned before I became a Christian, I was seeking this by people who were clairvoyant, people who were psychics. And though the information they had was of truth for the circumstances, it came from the dark side. And because I received it, then what would have been good, listen to me, what would have been good was now accursed. So my patents, my inventions, my businesses failed. They failed because the information that I got and the way that I got it came from the dark side and not from the Holy Spirit. If it had been done differently, if it had been done in the order of God, it would have had a different outcome. And in time, it has. Because I don't do anything now unless I verified it to the Word of God. And so here's another thing. Now, I get swamped with emails and I get swamped with calls, and it takes a while for me to get back to everybody. And I can't address everything in 100% detail that I would like to, because there's so much. But I have to look at things in the biblical order as they come to me. And so a lot of people bring me information or want me to read things that may look like truth, but they're not. And sometimes people get mad because I reveal that it's not truth when they bought into it and they, you know, invested in it. Unfortunately, I'm dealing with that case right now. But what am I going to do? Continue the lie? Be part of the deception that causes my brother to stumble? Ouch. Don't want to do that. So tonight, if anything about this deception, I want you to understand, they're not done yet. They're not anywhere. They haven't even started. Could you imagine Hillary getting in? Holy smokes. Look, I mean, every one of them's not good, but, you know, talk about a Jezebel. Look, if you haven't experienced a Jezebel, and man, you have no idea. You have no idea the depths of Satan that Jezebels are capable of going to. They are death and destruction. You would think, you know, okay, Hillary's supposed to be a woman, right? Yeah, kind of like Michelle Obama, right? They will be willing to kill children. They are willing to kill children. They are killing children. How can that be of God? So if that creature gets into the White House, that even though Trump is not the avenue to overcoming evil, it will be accelerated. I guess Trump would be the lesser of the evil for the time being, but in reality, it all comes to a head sooner or later. You can only put so much air into a balloon before it pops, and it will pop. So it doesn't matter who gets in there, we're already down a road. So if I decide that I need to get the demons out of me, and I decide that I need to have the truth and everything else, which you should, then what do I do? Well, the first thing you need to do is to take any pride and throw it out the window. If you have anything that says that I don't have demons, then you've bought into the lie. If you think to yourself that you're in a situation that you do not have generational curses, you have bought into the lie. We need to be as little children and humble ourselves to come before the Lord. That means we throw everything off, anything that has to do with us thinking that I don't need to do this, because everybody needs to do this. When I was brought to the point that I was in 2000, I remember in the hallway falling to my knees and realizing that everything I had loved, everything that was dear to me, everything that I had worked for my whole life was taken from me, that God had my attention. And if he has to break you now, or if he has to break you later, he will do it. Because he wishes none should perish. But if you are so prideful, he will take away anything that brings pride. If you are attached to your personal items, he will take them away. Because the time is short. We need to be willing to give ourselves as bondservants. Just like the rich young man that came to Jesus, said, "What must I do?" And Jesus told him, "Well, go sell everything." He was testing him. What are you willing to do, young man? Well, he wasn't willing, because if he was to retain that wealth, which he, look, there's nothing that says he couldn't have kept it. Jesus was looking for a devotion. He was looking for someone to say that I will serve you no matter what. This great falling away is going to be because there's going to be many people who are not willing to let go of their stuff. The word tells us that that in hopes that our plight is not during winter when we flee. So whatever the circumstances are going to come upon us, we need to always give thanks. We need to always know who God is and who we are and who Jesus Christ is and what he did for us. And if any of that gets foggy, if anything comes in and replaces it, we're in trouble. So I want you to understand that in order to get demons out of you, you have to repent. You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to come humbly before the Lord so he can work with you. We must become as little children. We must get rid of the old man. We must become that new wine and new wineskins. And this consecration that takes place as we humble ourselves and do this, the demons fall away like, if you take a razor to someone's head and you shave their head, how the hair just falls off the scalp, that's exactly the way demons fall out of you. They got nothing to hold on to anymore. The clippers come along with that sharp edge and just cut it right off. The sword of the Spirit comes in and takes away those things that are attached to us. The blood of Christ is like acid to demons, but it brings life to us. See the difference? All right. Well, I'm going to be back on tomorrow night, and then Julie, it looks like we're going to have Jose on for Friday night. There's things that are taking place with homosexuality and perversion to even other levels, and we're going to address that. This deception that you can be any sex, we need to remember that Baphomet was both sexes, and that we are created as man or woman, and anything in between is not of God. And that is a lying deception that brings death, that brings a second death, the lake of fire. And so in our purity and our devotion to God through Jesus Christ brings life. And it's the only way. All right. Well, some of the things that were up here on that were brought to me with in the chat room, I'll address it in a little bit here. But the point of it is, on everything that I'm trying to talk about tonight, is that there's a greater deception coming. And if we think we see it coming and that we can avoid it, then we're already deceived. Just be very, very cautious. And it's, if you're married, if you have a spouse that you're taking care of, if you are single, it doesn't matter who you are, the devil hates us. The demons hate us. And since hybrids are not created of God, that the good cop, bad cop scenario that they're trying to bring on to us, they may look like they care, they may look like they love us, they may look like they have compassion on us. If you receive them, you have stepped into a minefield, and your next step could be your last. Because until God tells us something different, then I have to stand with what I know. And what I know is the behavior of demons. And that demons are capable of doing, lying, anyway, you know, fallen angels, whatever it takes to bring us into the lie, to entrap us, to ensnare us, the bait of Satan. In fact, there was a book written a long time ago entitled that, The Bait of Satan. You know, like I mentioned on Facebook or on Blog Talk for it, a fish comes up to a lure, to a worm, thinking that it's going to eat. And the end result is that they actually are the one to be eaten. So don't get eaten. Move forward and cautious with everything. Bring it to the Word. Bring it before the Lord. Get to your prayer closet. Don't just believe everything. We'll leave it at that. All right, I'll try and address those things that were here on the chat as I get off through email. All right, God bless everyone. Good night.